Wangareli Majinu, Anavido, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
Farming can be a pretty dangerous business, but at this time of year with a lot of big machinery in paddocks for baling and harvesting, it can be a dangerous time even for the most experienced. And certainly it was a very dangerous time indeed for a very experienced 36-year-old farmer, Adam Simons, last week in the Northern Riverina. He was doing a routine check on a baler and, you know, if you're squeamish, this is where it does get a little grisly. His hand got caught in the baler and his arm was severed from the elbow. Fast thinking, despite all of that, Mr. Simons made the incredible decision to make his own tourniquet, drove himself across the paddock to the rest of the baling crew to get help, and he was then choppered here to the Canberra Hospital, which is where my next guest comes in. Dr. Ross Vahadia is the head of the Department of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at the Canberra and Calvary Hospitals. Dr. Ross Vahadia, hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What shape was Adam in by the time he got to you?
Well, Adam is a remarkable man, not least because of what you mentioned. I mean, he represents that great Australian spirit of being resilient. He got in a tractor, drove 500 metres to get help, and then got himself through the chopper to us at the Canberra Hospital. In these circumstances, you expect a degree of hemorrhagic shock, so he had some shock. And he was resuscitated when he arrived at the Canberra Hospital, where he was chopped down, and then he was immediately brought up to the operating theatres.
Pretty extraordinary that in the shock of that moment, he managed to actually get a tourniquet around his arm and sort of stem some of
Absolutely.
That bleeding. How effective was that in the end? And important
incredibly,
was it that he did it?
Incredibly effective. We regularly talk in terms of traumas about that first golden hour. In that first golden hour, stemming the bleeding. So the principles are fairly straightforward. Preservation of life in this instance, and then preservation of hand in the second instance, and the third instance, reconstruction and recovery of the hand function. And in regards to Adam, his quick thinking meant that he didn't lose more blood, even though we did give him blood during the operation, and then he managed to get himself in very good shape, and he's generally a fit young man to us at the Canberra Hospital. The Canberra Hospital is a trauma centre, which means it's a well-oiled machine for whether it's this or motor vehicle accidents or other catastrophic events. We got infrastructure ready for these kind of circumstances, I guess.
You're listening to Dr. Ross Vahadia, who is head of the Department of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at Canberra and Calvary Hospitals, the lead surgeon who then worked to reattach Adam's arm. That sounds like an incredibly intricate procedure. Ross, how many people are involved in a procedure like that?
Well, that's actually exactly it. This is a team effort, and this is the point of it. The Canberra Hospital has got an amazing emergency department, an amazing anaesthetic department, incredible nurses, good, an amazing physiotherapist, and, of course, surgeons, plastic surgeons, and the orthopaedic colleagues of ours were involved as well. So if you think of it, a whole heap of people come together to make an endeavour like this possible. We're unusual in this area in that the Canberra Hospital is, by virtue of its catchment and its geographical location, we have had our largest share of these things than even major units in Melbourne or Sydney, or including the hand unit. We've already had a couple of these in the last 4 or 5 years. So we're just in a very unusual spot, I guess, geographically.
Not great for your patients that you've had so much practice, but also kind of great that you've had so much practice by the time they get to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those catch-22s. You'd never want something like this to ever happen to anybody. But if it does going to happen, you want every bit of that clockwork, all those pieces, be in place. You know, we do extensive amount of microsurgery and plastic surgery at the Canberra hospitals, which means that all our instruments, all our nurses, all our routines, all our ward nurses, everything is in place for routine microsurgery, but that can be extended to these circumstances as well.
How did it go, the operation to reattach his arm?
Incredibly well. I mean, some of this is a testament to his own physiology, the fact that he's just a fit, resilient young man. And a great deal of the credit goes to all of the team that managed to pull together in this instance. The principles of this kind of surgery are generally, as we discussed, preservation of life and resuscitation appropriately. And then when it comes to the actual surgery of reattaching a finger or a hand, or in this instance, the forearm, the principles remain straightforward. I mean, at the end of the day, as surgeons, we are glorified seamstresses and plumbers, if you like. And the first thing is to make sure that we cut all the devitalized tissues out, but then maintain structural integrity. So in this instance, his forearm bones had to be together, put together with plates and nails. And then we had to think next, you know, there's a critical threshold time of about 4 hours, after which muscles really no longer survive the assault of the injury. So we had to get his both arteries, the radial and the ulnar artery, the big arteries and the forearm, put together. So that's the glorified plumber job. So we put the pipes together. And then once the blood goes in, you've got to make sure that blood can come out. So then we had to find appropriate caliber veins from both ends, as in the stem, his forearm and his arm, and put them together. So then the circuit was complete. And then we had to do our glorified electrician's job. So the nerves that had been disconnected, again, were all connected under microscope. And then we put his tendons and muscles that had survived together, and then stitched everything up and sent him off to the ward. And look, he's recovered remarkably well. It doesn't mean, I mean, he's got his hands preserved and everything is in place, but we now need to wait to see how the recovery phase goes, how well his bones heal, how well his nerves heal, how well his muscles heal. And very likely he's going to require some further surgery over the next 12 to 18, 24 months before we have a final call on how much function we've managed to preserve and restore to his hand.
It sounds like things have gone as successfully for now, at least, as they could have hoped to have gone. You must be very proud of the team.
The team, they're an amazing bunch of people. We are very fortunate at the Canberra Hospital. They are an amazing, dedicated group of people who love what they do, who always put the patient's welfare above everything else. And for all of the things that you hear that are wrong with the public health service, when it comes to things like this, you realize actually there isn't much wrong with a public health service, that, you know, it can manage to pull together to achieve things like this.
Well, our congratulations to you and the team, and to Adam, who seems to be pulling through in good spirits so far. And thank you so much.
Cool, Dana. Yes. Adam has got a GoFundMe page that one of his friends set up for him, because he's a father of two and, you know, he's working on the farm, 650 acres. So if any of your listeners were wanting to help Adam out, they could go to his GoFundMe page and help him and his family out. We would be grateful for that.
If they just search for his name, is that the best way for them to find that?
Yeah, his nickname is Moose, M-O-O-S-E.
That is definitely worth throwing out there, I think, Ross. Thank you so much taking some time this afternoon for us.
Not at all. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Ross Bahadia. He was the lead surgeon working to reattach Adam's arm. A huge team involved, as you heard. He's also head of the Department of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at the Canberra and Calvary Hospitals.